Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special edition of Sports Talk with the Guys here on NDB Media 2. Don't know if you heard, but we want to thank Ramey, otherwise known as Frank Martinez, for bringing us his news right away. Apparently, ESPN has a story right now that Major League Baseball has finally done it. It looks like they have the information that they need to suspend Braun from Milwaukee and A-Rod, being the biggest names, and up to 20 others, directly from outside the line. Major League Baseball will seek to suspend about 20 players connected to the Miami area clinic at the heart of an ongoing performance-enhancing drug scandal, including Alex Rodriguez and Ryan Braun, possibly within the next few weeks. Outside the line has learned, if the suspensions are upheld, the performance-enhancing drug scandal would be the largest in American sports history. And basically what they're reporting here is that, number one, they were caught doing it, and two, they denied it. So what is being reported is that they're looking for 100-game suspensions. This is huge. This is big. This is important. And this is pretty important to baseball. Now, apparently, ever since Major League Baseball learned of these receipts and stuff, they've never actually had access to Bosch. But apparently Bosch is going to be meeting with Major League officials in the next few weeks. And wow, you know, hey, when you only have little bits and papers and denials, you really don't have anything. But Bosch is expected to begin meeting with officials and naming names within a week. The announcement of the suspensions could follow within 2 weeks. Investigators have had records naming about 20 players for more than a month, but without a sworn statement from Bosch that the records are accurate and reflect illicit interactions between the players and the self-described biochemist, the documents are little more than just a roadmap. Sources did not say what other materials, such as receipts and phone records, Bosch might provide, but said he has pledged to provide anything in his possession that could help Major League Baseball build cases against the players. Sources said Major League Baseball officials were not sure how many players may end up being pulled into the scandal, but the 20 or so they know of have been identified through paperwork. But Bosch is expected to provide more. Oh, that's huge! Because some players are listed by their names and some by code names, officials are not yet certain whether some are redundant. Wow. The development is a major break for Major League Baseball, which has pursued the case vigorously since Bosch's name was brought to Major League Baseball's attention last summer. In exchange for Bosch's full cooperation, sources said Major League Baseball would drop the lawsuit it filed against Bosch in March, indemnify him from any liability arising from his cooperation, provide personal security for him, and even put in a good word with him with law enforcement. All this from outside the lines on ESPN. Wow. Absolutely huge, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely huge. I gotta tell you, this is something that we're going to be following over the next few weeks. These players have denied it, and it's going to make you wonder what is going to do to these players and their contracts. Because it's another thing that if you get caught after you've been questioned about it and it's in your contract, these guys may lose their contracts. And right now we're looking at 100-game suspensions. Not because they've been caught for the second time, but as I mentioned earlier, the first time that they actually did it, and the second time because they denied it. So, Tony Bosch resurfaced last summer after several players, all with connections to the Miami area, tested positive for testosterone. Melky Cabrera, Bartolo Colon, Yasmani Grandel, they all received 50-game suspensions. When an ESPN reporter asked Major League Baseball officials about the information that all three might have been connected to Tony Bosch, Major League Baseball launched an investigation, sending several members of its Department of Investigations to South Florida, where they have repeatedly visited former Biogenesis employees and Bosch associates, even paying at least one $5,000 for information. Wow. Braun's name appears on at least two documents, one of which lists him as owing $20,000 to $30,000. Another one which says he owned $1,500 from what sources said were PEDs. Well, let me see. I think $700 is a felony, right? That's not good. Oh, this is great. This is just great. Braun issued a statement saying the larger figure was to pay Bosch for consulting on his successful appeal and denied ever receiving or using PEDs. During his interview with ESPN, Bosch said he only consulted with Braun, but sources said he expected to tell Major League Baseball he did provide the Major League star with drugs. Major League Baseball player officials have negotiated with their Major League Baseball counterparts to offer limited cooperation from the players, but have been concerned that the players could expose themselves to further liability. Yeah! They're going to describe what they did, but we want anonymity. Sorry, kid. Not going to work that way. Bosch's claims that he never distributed PEDs are sharply at odds with accounts from numerous sources who say he helped provide banned substances to possibly dozens of athletes. They also contradict paperwork that several sources said was handwritten by Bosch. Shown a list of athletes who allegedly received PEDs through Biogenesis, Bosch told ESPN's Pedro Gomez, "No comment. I have never seen that in my life." The list was one of dozens of documents obtained by Outside the Lines, and is similar to the documents in Major League Baseball's possession. Oh, this is absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely enjoyable. I got to tell you, I know Sports Talk with the Guys is going to be covering it, but like I said, this is great. I'm glad that they have this. And we will be following this. Wow. In the article, it finally says, also sure to be on Major League Baseball's list of questions is whether Yankees' Robinson Cano, who could sign a lucrative free agent contract after the season, had any connection to Bosch or the clinic. The spokesman for Cano's foundation, Sonia Cruz, was listed in Biogenesis documents, as ESPN reported, and Major League Baseball officials have investigated whether she might have been a conduit for Cano. The players who might ultimately face discipline from Major League Baseball include Rodriguez, Braun, Cabrera, Colon, Grendel, Nelson Cruz, Francisco Cervelli, Jesús Montero, Yoni Peralta, Cesar Puello, Fernando Martinez, Everett Cabrera, Faustini de los Santos, Jordan Norberto, and a number of players who were either identified by code names or whose name appear in other documents not obtained by Outside the Line. All are currently on Major League rosters, but for Puello, a top outfield prospect for the New York Mets, who is playing in Class AA Binghamton. One player listed who will be scrutinized, but possibly exonerated, is the Nationals' Gio Gonzalez. Gonzalez was listed among Biogenesis clients, but two sources told ESPN that the only substances he received from the clinic were legal. Wow. That's interesting. Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, good luck to these kids. And they are innocent until proven guilty. So we're going to be following this story. Head on over to MajorLeagueBaseball.com for additional details, but there's nothing there yet. Or head on over to ESPN.com, otherwise known as the mothership in many circles. Looks like they broke this story. We're giving them props. There's no doubt about it. Head on over to ESPN.com. Check out ESPN. This is, wow, this is great. I like it. This is Roger the Scorekeeper Noriega. We're out of here, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll be following it with additional breaking news if and when it does happen. Head on over to twitter.com/NDB Media or twitter.com/Roger D. Noriega to follow me. You may also find me on Facebook, my public page, Roger D. Noriega. Just go ahead and hit the like button. We'll see you there.